Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have a few new friends in the studio today. We have Carmen Payne, owner of SOAR Transformational Life Coaching LLC. Welcome, Carmen.
Hi, Karen.
So happy to have you. Remind me who introduced us, because somebody said you've got to have Carmen on.
He's a friend of mine, Kenneth Steiner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kenneth was on Joe. Yes. Yeah. From Sensei. Kenneth was on with Joe Puz, Project Management Office Hours. Thank you. I couldn't place it, but shout out to Kenneth and gratitude for having you join us today. And with Carmen, we also have Selena Hsu, an educator with Empowered Living Strategies. Hello, Selena.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Happy to have you. And Buffy O'Neill, financial specialist with WealthWave WFG.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. We just found out that we have a connection as well. And I'm sure once we're done watching this slideshow behind me, you ladies will know plenty of people or be asking who I can introduce you to.
Yes.
So let's get started. We want to hear from each of you about your businesses and also how you've kind of come together, because it was Carmen's suggestion after Kenneth's suggestion to have both of you join us today. So Carmen, let's have you kick it off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and SOAR Transformational Life Coaching, and then how you got to know these two wonderful ladies.
What do you want to know about me exactly? Do you want to know how I got to the U.S. or...
Yes, because I do detect an accent, so let's start there.
So back in 2005, I was living the corporate dream, so to speak, and the company I was working for decided that they needed people with my expertise and knowledge to set up a team over here in the US. So I was based out of Europe originally, and myself and a couple of other Europeans were literally shipped over from the UK to the US to become part of a new team they were setting up here in the US. So that was back in 2005, hence the English accent. Although I'm not English originally, I'm actually Maltese from the beautiful island of Malta. Of course, I would say that. I'm totally biased. And if you're not familiar with where Malta is, it's in the Mediterranean Sea. It's just south of Sicily and about 300 miles off the coast of Libya. So we speak an Arabic dialect, but the population of about 350,000 people, about 98% Catholic. So they've been invaded so many times across the centuries. They're a real mixed breed of Mediterranean, Middle Eastern kind of living.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so how long did you live there? And then when did you make it?
Well, I was living there as a very young child. And then my mum moved my sister and I back to the UK when we were very young. So I still remember living in Malta as a very young child and all of that, and then moving back to the UK.
And do you make it back to visit?
I try to go back to England if I can every other year, because most of my family now live in England, although my parents have now retired back to Malta. So the last time I was in Malta was in 2011. That was when I also introduced my partner, who I'm still with, Joshua, to my family over in Malta first. And so by the time we got to England for him to meet my parents, my aunts had already called my mum and said, he's a really good guy. He really takes care of Carmen and all that kind of stuff.
Safe landing for him. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So when my mum met him for the first time, she already loved him because apparently he'd got the green light from my aunts and uncles in Malta. So it was kind of funny.
Wonderful. Yeah. So fast forward to landing here in Arizona then, and how did you go from this corporate gig to now running your own business?
So, that's an interesting story. And that's why I asked Selena to come with me today, because she's really been on this journey with me right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I'm that's very grateful to her for that. Well, at the company I was working for around 20 years at this point in time, and I came to my 20th working anniversary, and I was going to myself, I don't think I can do this for another 20 plus years. I'm just done with the corporate life, because I was working with them since I was 19 years old, to kind of give you an idea. And I've done various different roles for that organization, and I'm extremely grateful for what I learned there. But I just knew that there was something else in my heart that I needed to go do. And so when I looked at my resume and looked at all the things that I've done during my career, the one thing that stood out the most was when I was coaching, mentoring, and training people. And I absolutely loved doing that role. And I would literally fly out of bed in the morning, bound through those doors at work, and just get on with my... I just loved being in that whole... being in that capacity, helping people in that way, developing people in that way. And so when that jumped out of me, off my resume, I was like, I need to be doing that again. That's what really fed my soul. And so then I decided I was going to go back to school, get certified as a coach. So I have two certifications in coaching. And I guess that's just my corporate background. I just wanted to feel like I was credibly out there as a coach once I decided to hang my sign up. And then I made my exit strategy and I left last June, my corporate job after 25 years, to start my own practice. It was kind of on the side while I was working in my corporate job. I started in 2013, but I could never fully commit to it because I was still doing the crazy corporate hours and things like that. So that's how it all kind of got born around, was from my going back to my real passion of what I used to love to do back in the UK when I was coaching and training and mentoring people.
So you mentioned Selena as mm-hmm. as a partner in crime of sorts. Tell us how the two of you met and what the connection is there between your businesses then.
Well, it's kind of a juicy story, Karen.
Okay, we'll buckle in. Dan told us that we have up to an hour, so we'll take full
it's
advantage
an amazing
of the hour.
Story.
Good.
It is.
It's juicy, too, for sure.
And it is internet radio, so I don't know how juicy it gets, but you can say whatever you want here.
Oh, that's good, because the Maltese swear like sailors. So
good. Well, swear
can't
on.
I guarantee I won't drop the F-bomb now and again. So Selena and I met like this. I was dating, I am still actually with her ex-husband.
It is a juicy story.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I met this awesome guy called Joshua, who's an artist in the Valley. And when he wanted to introduce me to his daughter, of course, the mother is always not too far behind, right? So anyway, so I got introduced to Olivia. I really wanted to meet the mother who created her, because to me it was really important to have a good relationship with the mother, because it's not really about the adults right at that point, it's about the child. And so my intention was that I really wanted to have an open relationship with both parents of this daughter who I was going to be a part of her life, because if she was my kid, I'd certainly want to know who she was hanging out with.
Amen.
Right? So that's kind of, I try to put myself in Selena's shoes. So as a result of dating her ex-husband, that's how she and I met. And we've just hit it off immediately. And I think, I don't know whether it's because we're both European or...
Well, I'm sure that's part of it.
And the other interesting facet of this relationship is that as I'd embarked on my journey of becoming a personal and professional development coach and speaker, Selena was also changing her career trajectory. And we found that there was a lot of similarities between what we wanted to do. And we kind of bonded even more over that, wouldn't you say, Selena?
Yeah, absolutely. We started this little group of being each other's mastermind, basically. And so that really gave us a new level of our relationship, yeah, our friendship.
So yeah. Speak to how you serve others then. Tell us a little bit about your background and then what you're doing as an entrepreneur as well.
Yeah. So I've been a teacher for 25 years. I've had a Montessori education. I taught preschool through college, actually. I've taught every level. Have really always loved working with adults. Over the time that I was working, my last position was working as an instructor at the community college for journalism. I realized that as I was teaching young students how to tell the stories in the news today, I realized what a negative narrative it really is, because we only focus mostly on the negative stories, make the headlines, right? In my private life, as I was going through my divorce, trying to figure out how to show up differently in relationships, I learned that really our thoughts are so important and what we focus on. And here I was going to teach these young minds every day how to focus on the negative and recreate that story. So it really became kind of a values issue of what am I doing? Well, this is not really who I want to be. And I started teaching my friends and my family the new ideas that I was learning through books, through lectures, and they were changing their lives and making real impact. And I thought, so I need to change something. I can't continue, you know, teaching journalism as it exists today. I decided to quit and start my own company. And so now I actually work with women mostly that want to learn how to have real relationship skills. And it comes back to creating a really deep relationship with ourselves so that we can show up differently for others.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. With so much to share. I'm thinking about Dan, our studio ambassador. He is he's here with us, but not on air. And I hope he won't mind me sharing. So he graduated with a journalism degree and felt much the same way. And then got kind of frustrated with trying to land that right job after graduation. Couldn't quite find the right place for him, even though he has a love for journalism and storytelling. And went back for his master's at GCU, which is what he's doing now. And he's an intern with us. Thank you to Dr. Gibb at the Colangelo College. And he has said similarly to what you've said, that it's so frustrating that we have so many wonderful business stories to share and so many great things are happening both in the nonprofit, private, public sectors. And that's why I'm so pleased to hear you sharing your story, because that's what we do here. We really want to tell the great stories about those of us who have, you know, opened business for ourselves, whether it's small, medium, or large businesses, everything from 250,000 up through, you know, multi-billion dollar companies. There are great people doing great things. So thank you for making that transition for yourself and for others, of course, going on to help others really find themselves within the work that you do. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It kind of feels full circle because I do have a degree in broadcast journalism.
Well.
So it's, you know, sitting in here with the radio equipment, and it just is really nice to be able to participate in an hour like this where we're contributing in a positive way in the airwaves.
Well, we welcome you back over and over and over again. And you mentioned, or maybe Carmen mentioned, that you are from Europe as well.
Yes,
I am. I'm not hearing an accent.
I grew up in Switzerland. My mom was a translator, and I've been around languages all my life. So while I did have a pretty strong accent when I first came, I think just over time, I've been here 30 years.
Yeah. And always in Arizona directly?
No, California, Rhode Island, Illinois, and then Arizona.
Aha. Good. Well, we are happy to have you. And not to be left on the outside, Buffy, you've got to tell us how you came into this circle with SOAR Transformation, as well as a little bit about your background and who you're serving.
So I am a firm believer that people come into our lives for a reason. And I have been blessed to know Carmen for just over 10 years. And I don't only consider her as a friend, but she is an extension of my family. We have spent many a Thanksgiving, many a Christmas, many a Easter, and many of my favorite St. Patrick's Day together with our families through a mutual friend. We, our paths crossed, and every once in a while, you meet someone who is just truly remarkable. And Carmen is definitely one of these individuals, and she has had such an amazing impact on my life as a friend, as an extended family member, as a coach. She shapes and molds people's lives in a way that she doesn't even realize that it's occurring. And it's a beautiful gift that she has that she extends to people in her day-to-day life, just unknowingly. So it only makes sense for her that she's chosen this path to shed her light, her gifts, and her talents in a more intentional and specific way for people who might be looking for that guidance, that light, that direction, to put them on a path that they were intended. Like Selena had mentioned, you know, having her background in education, I have as well. I have 18 years experience teaching in the elementary school setting here in Arizona. And I, too, another reason that we all kind of are connected is is our passion and desire for teaching and training and helping other people and having that positive impact. It took me a very long time to figure out that a classroom setting was not the environment that allowed me to operate in my element. There was a lot of disconnect with the body, the mind, and the spirit, and my purpose, just like our bodies, you know, how we go to a chiropractor or a doctor to kind of readjust us and get us back in because things aren't quite right. And like our cars don't drive right if it's not aligned. Like the tires were out, all of these things happen. And I made the decision based on repeated patterns of not getting the results I wanted, not getting the fulfillment I wanted out of my job and my life, to take and plan an exit strategy. I unwillingly or unbeknownst to me at the time when I fell into the financial services industry, that was not on my radar. That was the furthest thing ever from my mind. God has a very, very funny sense of humor how that comes together. I always wanted to learn about, you know, finance, how to be responsible with money. But when the topic was approached or mentioned, it was so over my head that I felt very inferior, intimidated, didn't know what people were talking about. And I'm like, and we're just going to power down like R2-D2 and Star Wars. Like, and I'm not there. And when I was presented with the opportunity, they're like, you know, your gifts and talents and education and what you do, what you're like a prime candidate for what we do. And I'm like, I don't know about this, but
especially
I guess.
Especially with World Financial Group, right? It's a perfect fit.
Right. So I'm like, well, what do I have to lose? Literally. And I had been praying, and I believe, again, everything happens for a reason. People come into your lives. I had ended a 6-year relationship with somebody and was just praying. I'm like, I want a place to start over. I don't want just somewhere, a new place to live. I want a place to call home, a foundation. I know there's more to life than what I'm currently experiencing. I'm just going to leave it up to you to kind of guide and direct me. And I found my home. And it was my home for 4 years, and it was amazing. It was a beautiful blessing. And my neighbor, who was very neighborly, very friendly, I'm like, first of all, who has neighbors that are awesome anymore? Like, people go about their own lives and don't even say hello, and you live right next door to each other. And he presented me with the opportunity. I'm like, I wonder, is this what I was asking for? So I'm like, well, if I don't go and check it out, I'm not going to know. And I figured, this sounds cool, but I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know if this, I could do this. This is not my cup of tea. I'm like, oh, what do I got to lose? Mm-hmm. A little bit of time, a little bit of money, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and fell in love with the whole process and how to really simplify things in a way that people could understand. So if I have a hard time understanding it, I mean, I am a somewhat intelligent individual, went to college, got my teaching degree and whatnot, and I couldn't grasp my mind around it. How many other people in the world have a difficulty in this area too? So it just makes sense to break it down to the basics so to where a fourth grader could understand and kind of explain and guide them. I mean, you hear doctors, they have to have like a bedside manner to interact with their patients and tell them what's going on with their condition. If they come in with all of their medical jargon of what's going on, you're looking at them like, is that good news or bad news? Am I going to die or am I going to live? I don't know what you just said. I love what I do. I took the leap of faith at the end of last school year with all of the controversy and highlights or lowlights or whatever you want to call the state of education in Arizona with Red for Ed, and just decided I'm going to focus on my business full time. Speaking and educating and helping other people how money works and how it really breaks down and pertains to you, not just a blanket statement of facts, and provide people practical ways they can apply in their day-to-day life to ensure that they can improve their financial situation and plan for the future.
So this is a fairly new pivot for you. Had you been working on it prior while you were teaching?
Yes, for 4 years. So.
Okay. So I love hearing that. It sounds like each of you really took time to make this transition mm-hmm. when so many other entrepreneurs oftentimes who end up saying, what have I done, and go back and get a full-time job. Mm-hmm. You took time to make that transition. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And what I hear you saying is that Carmen was a significant support while you made that transition.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing when people can come together, and women especially, and just lock arms and lift each other up and help each other and support each other instead of tearing each other down. It mm-hmm. seems, you know, in the past few years and most recently today, we're in a world that's just at war with each other. I mean, we don't need to worry about any outside conflict. Just here at home with each other, personal conflicts, political conflicts, religious conflicts, and to be in the company of people who support, empower, inspire, and encourage others and each other, and know that we can lean on each other in our times to celebrate, in our times of challenge, in our times of need. It's truly a special place to be in, and it's an honor and a privilege to know these women and know that we can take and together do something pretty powerful and amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about the art of the connected conversation, isn't it? Really mm-hmm. putting kind of our own agenda aside and being in listening. How can we be of service and of mm-hmm. value to each other? I was an educator as well. I was in the Kyrene School District for years throughout late 80s and up through early 2000s. And similarly, was thinking, wow, I was a third grade teacher, then became administrator, and then went on to be a VP for Pinnacle Charter Education. And I kept thinking, I know I'm being of service to families and students, and yet I kept hearing a bigger calling. And so I made my transition to coaching as well and got certified as an integrative coach professional. Also, the next piece of this is the radio studio. It came, as you said, quite by surprise. The same thing. I was praying and meditating. There's got to be something else for me. How else can I be of service? Mm-hmm. What is next for me? And really, broadcasting and radio and owning a studio was not on my radar at all. And yet, I think similar to what you're sharing, everything that I've ever done lands right here. It's education, it's being with people, it's lifting each other up, it's helping people get to that next level. It's fantastic. So it's funny, there's little tiny pieces of each of you that I'm like, oh, I see myself in you, which is, you know, what we do.
Well, and I get to leverage her areas of expertise. Like, I am unable as a human being to know all, right? So I'll stick with my areas of expertise that I can so I can share, and the places where I need assistance, I can leverage someone else. And because of the personal gain that I got from Carmen and what she has to offer with SOAR Transformational Life Coaching, I brought her in as a consultant with my agency to help all of our agents become more aware of ourselves, because we can't help others if we're unable to improve upon ourselves and our leadership skills and how we can better serve other people. And, you know, as a result, she had an impact on those people to take and improve themselves. So when we go out and serve others, we can provide them our best self. Mm-hmm. Again, leveraging each other and our experience and our prospective industries and what we can do to help each other. And Selena has done amazing things with just educating me on personal relationship, my relationship with myself, with looking for qualities and traits and a prospective partner and what that looks like, and breaking down myself, my past, looking at things, forward thinking, and there's a lot of power. Like she had mentioned in journalism, having the focus on the negative. It's easy to do. It's almost how we're conditioned as a society. Mm-hmm. And when you make those shifts, when you make those shifts and start thinking differently, it changes the cells in your body and your body chemistry. It elevates your brain capacity to operate differently, to have more clarity, to be more insightful, to be more mindful, to be more intentional, and to be able to respond instead of reacting to every situation and things that are going on. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. Both of these ladies, they inspire me every day.
You inspire me all the time, Buffy. So one of the first things I did when I left my corporate job was, oh, shit, what do I do now with my financial footprint, right? Because I had all my financial benefits tied in with my corporate job. So she was the first and only person I contacted was Buffy to help me figure out, what am I going to do now with my financial footprint, my 401k and things like that, my life insurance policy and stuff. So Buffy was really pivotal in helping me understand all that, because as Buffy was describing, if I'm working with somebody who uses a bunch of jargon that I don't understand, I'm not going to build trust with that individual, because I'm going to think they're constantly hiding something. So she literally did explain the financial pieces of it to me as if I was a fourth grader. And I'm really grateful for that. So, yeah, so it's really wonderful to be able to collaborate and co-create things with people in your circle that you can attract like-minded people to you so that you can really have the best life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing collaboration. I'm hearing cross opportunities for each of you to work together. What a beautiful mixture. I would love to hear from each of you, the individuals that you serve. Selena, if you don't mind starting, who do you primarily work with? I know you mentioned women and relationships, beginning with, of course, the relations with themselves. Are those folks, do they have to be here local? Do you work with them online? Tell us a little bit about your practice.
So I work with women. They can be local or they can be long distance. I work in person or on Zoom. It can be online. I work with women, either they have been single for a very long time, keep dating over and over the same person, different face, but same characteristics, and unable to connect deeply with a mate. So that's one category of women that I work with. The other is I have women who have been in long-term relationships. They know there's more out there to be created in a relationship, but they're not really sure how to get there. And so then we work on how to create that deeper connection in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. And how are you different than a therapist?
A therapist looks at the past and really goes into who were your parents, what are the patterns. And while we may touch on those, I really look forward. I look at where are you now and what kind of skills can I teach you? So I don't have a therapy degree. I'm a teacher. My work is really skills-based and teaching people how energy works, how our focus works, and then how do you implement this in your daily life? And how do you create more abundance within your life?
And you also are an author.
Yes.
Tell us about your book.
So my book is called Becoming Your Own Knight in Shining Armor. And it really speaks to this idea of we need to become whole as an individual rather than looking for someone to complete us. And all the work we do is on taking that power back and really being okay with being alone, you know, taking care of our own needs. And yes, wanting a relationship, but being a full and a whole person meeting another whole person rather than two people having to complete each other. And so the book kind of works step by step through how do you do this?
Oh, it's a how-to.
Yes, it is. And it even has activities in the book.
It's an amazing book. Yeah, every woman needs to get it.
Yeah. Married or single. Yeah.
I think men need to get it too. They probably could get a lot more from it because I...
Well, and the title fits for them too, right?
Yes, how it does.
Becoming your own knight in shining armor, right? We always, as a female, we look to oftentimes men to fill that, I'll say void for lack of a better word. And it begins, all relationships begin with really knowing ourselves.
Yeah.
And where can we get a hold of the book?
It's on Amazon or on my website, which is empoweredls.com, which stands for Empowered Living Strategies. So empoweredls.com.
And you offer workshops as well, is that right?
I do, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and how do we get connected into those opportunities?
So they're also listed on my website. I teach out of a small spiritual center called Pathways of Grace. It's a lovely community, and that's where Carmen and I collaborate. And so I have upcoming workshops on vision boards because creating clarity of what it is you want to create is really the first step in creating any new goal and in pursuing any new goal. So vision boards are a really fun tool, include some creativity. And the way I do them differently than most workshops that people are used to is I walk people through guided meditations of each area of their life. So that could be career, relationships, finances, and health and self-care. Because most people, when you just say, so what is it that you would like to create this year? It's too overwhelming. It's too big. So having the guided meditations really helps clarify that. And then people create their boards.
And have you both done vision boards?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With Selena?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What has come out of those experiences for you?
For me in particular was the manifestation of leaving my corporate job.
Oh.
Yeah. Because one of the things that I put on my vision board was an image of this woman standing on a mat that said CEO of me. And so that was one of the images that I had on my vision board. And it's obviously come true because now I am definitely the CEO of me. There's been a couple of other things as well. I'm trying to think now because I look at my vision board pretty much every day. I actually have two vision boards. I have one by the side of my bed and one in my office because it's different energy.
Yes.
Personal versus professional, right? And I had so much fun doing the vision board with Selena. And the heart meditation piece of it is so powerful. One of the tools I use in my coaching practice is also meditation. I mean, a lot of coaches do that. But I'd never done it with the vision board piece of it. And so it really connects you to your heart, right? And what your heart's desires are. And your heart is such an overlooked organ in the body. Everybody thinks it's the mind that leads the show. But actually, your heart has its own brain. And this is scientifically proven. And it sends information up to the brain, not the brain sending the information down. So it's an upward information flow. And when you realize this, you know, you then doing meditations where you're tapping into your heart space just really opens you up for something so much more powerful and more meaningful that you can bring into your life.
Mm. Wonderful. Buffy, any thoughts around your experience?
I'm familiar with Selena's process. I also have learned from another author. Her name's Sarah Centrella. And the things that I put on my vision board were kind of like Carmen's. I had envisioned when I was going to leave education. I had a 2-year plan. God and the universe had a 1-year plan.
Quicker plan, yeah.
On that. So I was like, oh.
Alrighty then.
That was quicker than I thought. Meeting a mentor of mine who is very affluential nationally and internationally, not a person that has easy access to. And if I had to sit down and write out directions, how I would be able to have one-on-one individual personal interaction with this person, there's no way possible that that would have occurred. But as a result of having his picture on my vision board, that came to fruition.
Wow.
Just a month ago, and that was pretty mind-blowing. So there is power, and I'm like, okay, I've thought some things, and within 12 hours, I mean, I didn't even have time to add it to my vision board, and it manifested. I'm like, so there, like, this power and thoughts thing, it can be scary and crazy good.
There's
but
that
you need
saying,
to
be careful of what you ask for.
Exactly.
Yep.
So for my planning for this year, I'm like, wow. And I kind of thought small when I did it. I'm like, okay, like, let's just think about what this is. But having a visual connection, mine is right by my bed. I see it every day. Having my own office, that was one of those things. I actually had two this year. I had one at my old facility, and then we expanded and we grew. And I have another office. I'm like, so I got two, not just one. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about your work. Who is a great referral for you? And what is it like when someone gets started, even just seeing if, you know, if they could use your guidance for
awesome.
Financial wellness?
For referrals, usually those that would be a good fit for strategic partners are people in the mortgage industry or realtors. They just have access to different people who are in need of some direction in that area. CPAs and accountants too, because they deal with people in their tax situation and money and know where to go with that. As far as who needs the information, anyone wanting to learn, talking about your money and sharing that information with people, there's a barrier there. A lot of society has taboos in the area. And I know I was raised and straight out told by my parents, there are 4 areas we are not going to talk about that are taboo: sex, religion, politics, and money. Well, of the 4, 3 of those are free game.
in today's society. But the one thing that's still lingering is people are afraid to talk about their money. And money stressors is the number one cause of stress for most Americans. And for divorce or struggles in relationship, money is the number one cause. So it only makes sense to have a conversation about it. Having a conversation usually doesn't hurt anyone, but it's just having that moment of realization that it's something that needs to be discussed and having someone there to guide you through the things that you don't know. The world we're living in is changing in many areas, and especially in the area of finance. What was working 10, 20, 30 years ago, it's not sustainable. We're seeing this, you know, on an economic situation with Toys R Us, with Blockbuster, you know, what they were doing from a financial perspective in their businesses, they didn't change with what was going on with the times. And as a result, their businesses are closing. And what we're doing in financial services is changing the status quo. Things with high touch, high technology, providing information to people to give them the things that they didn't learn in school. You know, as an educator, I got angry. Like, why are we not teaching these things in school? Why are individuals paying for a college education and not getting any information about how to make smart choices with their money? What is a smart choice? What are my options? What can I do? One of our biggest things that we have developed in my team here in Mesa is we have a You and Your Money workshop. And we bring people in for 2 hours and break down some concepts of financial basic education, and they get to fill in the blank with things that pertain to them and then find money leaks or find ways to use the money they currently have going to different places to where they can have some savings for themselves. Because whether you make $30,000 or $100,000, chances are you're just living at a different level of broke. We live to the means of our income coming in. Many people end up having more month than money. And the reason for that is just they don't know any better. You know, they're repeating habits that they've learned from their parents, from society. We're a consumer nation. You know, people don't understand the value of savings anymore. And how people used their money before isn't being used the same way.
Right. We're all nodding our head. Yeah. Yes, 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 yeah. And so what is the first step in somebody connecting with you if they're interested in learning more?
I am on social media. So Buffy O'Neill, BUFFIE NEILL. I have my website, wealthwave.com/Buffy O'Neill, BUFFIE NEILL. You can follow me on Instagram as well. I'm on those two social media platforms. And just reach out, connect. Our consultations are complimentary. We'll give you a snapshot of what you're dealing with and align with what your goals are financially and see what plan we can put in place for you.
Yeah, I heard you say that it just begins with a conversation. There's nothing wrong with just exploring to see if what you have to share from an educational perspective makes sense for a potential customer or client.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if it makes sense to you, great, you let me know and then we can take the next steps. Yeah. If it doesn't make sense for you and you need more clarification, happy to explain it again. And if the timing's just not right, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You can salt their oats to make them thirsty, but that still doesn't guarantee they'll drink the water. So
you're here. Yeah, here for the education.
But I think everyone owes it to themselves to invest an hour to find out how they can do something different, how they can, or to see, to find out that they're on the right track. Oftentimes in our mind, we think things are worse off than what they are. And then when we sit down with someone, it's like, oh, it's really not that bad. Great. Yeah. Or it's nice to have someone carefrontationally tell you, so how's that working out for you?
Carefrontationally.
Mm-hmm. That good old carefrontation.
Oh, I've never heard that word before.
Lisa Nichols. Yeah. Love her.
That's
for that.
That's a Lisa Nichols phrase. Yeah. Carefrontationally. Yeah. I can't even say it correctly.
Because if you keep doing the same thing that you've done the past 5 years for the next 5 years, are you going to be happy with those results? If the answer is no, then what the hell are you going to keep making those decisions?
Right.
Like one small change.
Yeah.
Sets you on a new pathway.
Yeah, and Buffy, I just want to say that when I was making the transition of my policies from corporate to personal policies, basically, you know, moving it from a 401k to an IRA, I can't tell you how many times I said I had questions with Buffy. Can you explain that to me one more time? And I think she must have, she had the patience of a saint, her and her colleague, can I mention his name? Mm-hmm. Jason Wiseman, patience of a saint, explaining things to me at least three or four times until I really got it. I really got it. Because I think for many of us, we have a mental barrier. I know I did have a mental barrier around money, right? Because there's that fear wall, right? Mm-hmm. Around it. But as soon as you knock through that wall and become empowered, information is power, right? And you just become more educated, you can take back the reins of where you're at in your mind around your money. And as soon as you take control of the reins back, it's amazing what can move and shift for you. And that's in any area of your life, really.
Right. So, right.
And then when you apply it, then that's where the real power is, you know, because you get to actively go about doing, and because we could all have, we have access to information like no other, but what are we doing with the information mm-hmm. in all areas? And, you know, breaking down the barriers with money and ask the questions. I'm happy to explain it.
Well, when Carmen is describing her interactions with you when she was making this choice to consciously move everything and start out on her own, you made it sound like you're perhaps unique, but I'm guessing that she's not, that people need to have it re-explained and explained and hear it several different times before, you know, before they get it.
Right. It's hard to understand. We have not been given the information before. And in order for an individual to retain and understand information, you need to receive it multiple ways and in excess to 4 to 6 or 7 times before you truly have an understanding. And a thing for me is I want people to make informed decisions, not just guess because I have some boxes to fill it on a paper on what my future is supposed to look like financially. How's that worked out for people? Not so much. But we don't know what we don't know, and then we make uninformed decisions. Well, ask for help. Ask for some education. And if you don't know, keep asking until you have an understanding. It took me a while. I mean, there was times I was in a training meeting, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, out loud in the training, they're like, what? I'm like, oh, sorry. I like totally get that now.
Yep.
And everybody learns differently. And we can talk in words. I can show people. I have visual aids to break it down. You know, having the educator, not everyone learns the same way.
And you're not selling them into something. You're educating and letting them make those decisions for
exactly.
themselves. Yeah.
What's actually striking me about this conversation is that we're all seeming to be teaching in a second level of life skills. You know, we're all teaching these things that were not covered in school. Carmen's working on personal development and Buffy with finances. I'm with relationships. And all of these things are not taught in school. Yet people have a sense that they should know how to do this by themselves because it was never anything that was taught. And so they're almost afraid to admit that they need help in that area because it's just kind of you should know to be successful, yet nobody really is ever taught.
And even when we are successful, there is often a hole and we're being left felt unfulfilled. And so that's why the work that each of you are doing is so very important because it helps us go back inside and have that clarity and know where we want to go and create that trajectory for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carmen, tell us about the people then that are great referrals for you.
Okay. Thank you. I have a couple of different areas that I work in. I do a lot of speaking engagements where I go into corporations and facilitate workshops. I also work with corporate professionals on both their personal and their professional development because my belief it's an inside-out job, right? You have to start with the inside before you can expect any changes on the outside. And I've been on a personal development growth journey probably for around 10 years now, if not longer, if I'm honest with myself. Everything that I've learned on that journey, including the education that I went out to receive about, you know, coaching people, how do you do that? All the processes I've learned to empower people and really take back control and get, as Selena was saying to your points earlier, Selena, that vision that you have for yourself, where is it you want to be and how do I get there? And a lot of times we need somebody to help us get there. And so I love working with corporate professionals. And, you know, my kind of people that I work with quite frequently are project managers, because I came from a project management background. And so having lived in that world and worked the crazy hours, the stress and the overwhelm and the burnout, and oh my God, I feel sick in the pit of my stomach Sunday night because of what I'm going to go face Monday morning. I've been there. I've done that. I've had the anxiety. I've had the panic attacks. I've had the wake up in the middle of the night because have I remembered to send an urgent email, or was I supposed to be on a conference call at 4 a.m. or 6 a.m.? Those kind of things that if you've ever lived the corporate environment, which I think most people here have, you can completely relate, I believe, to what I'm saying. And I know that there's a different way to be. So when I go into corporations and I talk with the leadership team, for example, or a project management team of people, IT professionals, I really work on the inside out piece, so the inner work. Let's become extremely self-aware of who we are and how we show up. And if you're sitting there waiting for everybody else to change around you, you got a long wait. And that was a lesson that I had to learn myself. You know, I would go to work every day in what I felt at the time was a very toxic environment. I would loathe the thought of walking into my cube because I knew what was coming, or I didn't know what was coming, and I was afraid. You know, I was almost waiting to be hit on the back of the head with something that I wasn't expecting. And, you know, when you're looking at your emails, I did a talk recently at a company and I said, how many of you, when you get emails from certain individuals, roll your eyes? And everybody was they were like, yeah, that's me. And like, you're either rolling your eyes because you're frustrated with that individual, or you're thinking, I don't want to open that email because I just don't want to see the message that this person has sent me. Wouldn't it be awesome if you could look at that email list in a totally different way? And that's just one aspect of the kind of work I do, is really trying to help people change their mindset around their environment when they're at work. Because for many of us, the option of selling everything and flying to Tahiti and opening up a cocktail bar on the beach and teaching surfing doesn't really exist, right? We have to change our reality in our existing environment. So how do you do that? And that's really where I feel that my work comes into play, because I've lived it, I've done it with others, and I've really seen a lot of change in the way people show up. When I changed my own behavior through the work that I did on myself, my own personal development, everything changed. My relationships at home changed. When I went to work, my whole attitude changed, and I became a much better leader than I was before, because all of a sudden, I was open to other people's opinions. I was more collaborative. We problem solved in a totally different way as before. Because, you know, I'm a recovering control freak. I'm going to admit that.
The 1,200-step program.
And I think I'm still on the program. But when you are able to come, I said this the other day in a talk I was giving, the longest journey that anyone will ever make is the 18 inches from their heart, their brain to their heart, because we're so up in our heads with everything. So I help people make that journey. When I started coming from more of my heart space and changing the vibration that I was energetically giving out, relationships literally changed completely. I remember being on a project where I had what I would lovingly call now two screamers. Every time we would get on the phone, they would rip me a new one. Everything I was doing was wrong. And of course, as a project manager, you're accountable for everything, right? And they're looking at you to fix everything and do it yesterday, especially on IT projects. And by the end of that project, because of how I changed, how I was showing up and the frequency I was giving off, or the energy, the vibration I was giving off. And this was on the phone, by the way. This wasn't even in person. My relationship with these two individuals completely changed. And they met me at my frequency rather than me going down to their frequency and yelling and screaming back at them. So it was a totally different shift. And the project the whole energy around that project completely changed. And it was really, the funniest thing about that was a few months later, one of the screamers actually called me and said, Carmen, if you ever need a job, I've got one for you. Would you consider working for me? And what do you think I was thinking at the time? No way, Jose. There's no way. But that just goes to show that if you can do the inner work, because it all starts with you, if you can do the inner work, the outer world really does change. I would never have imagined having the relationship I have with some of the people that I have now when I think about where it started, mm-hmm. Especially because we tend to go on the negative, right? So that's what I do. I basically go in and help people see things differently, change their perspective, and really try and open up their heart space. Because to me, that's where the strength is.
And in corporate, mm-hmm. in the corporate world, we often lead with our thinking mind so right. frequently. So what a refreshing approach to have you help guide people inward and make those changes for themselves from the inside out. Can you speak to us a little bit about the universal laws? Does that come into, we've all been touching on it, but tell us a little bit about what that means and how that comes into your work.
I think that's really the foundation of pretty much everything that I do. And I didn't realize it at the time until I became certified in the Universal Laws through the Quantum Success Coaching Academy. I had no idea that's what I was doing. You know, I kind of knew about energy and stuff like that, but really the Universal Laws are, they all complement each other. So most people are familiar with the Law of Attraction, right? Which the movie The Secret made really famous. And I know Selena and Buffy, we all use these universal laws because we're all familiar with them. But you can't just do the Law of Attraction. You have to be aware of the other laws that exist, because otherwise you're going to be doing the Law of Attraction till the cows come home. But if you don't do the other laws in unison with them, you could be getting very frustrated. And then basically what you want to bring into your life, you're actually canceling out, right? You're pushing it away. So, yeah, there's, although I don't necessarily openly talk about the fact that I'm using universal laws unless I know people are comfortable with that, most of the tools and the processes that I use, a lot of the books that I've read and I bring in, they're all talking about, you know, where you focus your attention, you will attract, right? What you, if you think you can, and if you think you can't, you're right, right? That's a Henry Ford saying. So all of these things are true. And now what's really amazing is that science is actually catching up to all of this. So now we're able to measure that our bodies give out frequencies depending on our emotions. Mm-hmm. We are able to measure that the electromagnetic field of the heart is 100,000 times more powerful than the brain, you know. And when you realize these things, that's when you realize coming from the heart plate, your heart space is actually extremely not vulnerable at all. It's actually extremely powerful, because when you're showing up in that space, you impact everyone else around you in a really positive way just by the energy that you give off. And the universal laws are all about frequency and vibration and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And again, to Selena's point, not things that most of us have learned in school. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how you summarize really our time together and all the things that each of you represent. I know that you also have some free resources, Carmen, mm-hmm. on your website. Can you talk a little bit about what's available?
I do. So on my website, soartlc.com, I have a tab called Carmen's Coaching Corner. And there are a series of short videos that you can go in and watch for free. I don't charge anything for that. They're accessible to anyone who goes to my website. And they're just different tools and processes that I share to help you get through your day and really live a better life. So I absolutely love doing those videos and providing those to people.
Wonderful. And also on social media?
I am. I'm on LinkedIn quite a bit because that's where my peeps are. Mm-hmm. And then also on Facebook quite a bit.
Great. Your website again is Soar?
Soar, S-O-A-R. TLC.com.
Great. And for someone who wants to get started with you, if they're looking to book you as a speaker, that information is on your website.
Yes.
What does it look like for an individual who's maybe listening today and says, gosh, I really just want to connect and see if I might be a good fit as a private client? Is that that opportunity is there as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do work with private individuals. I love working with private individuals. And they can also contact me through my website. There's a way that they can email me through my website. If they wanted to email me, it's soar.tlc@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Selena, I don't know that I asked you where we can find you on social media. I'm assuming you're out there on LinkedIn as well.
I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram.
Great. So we can find you all over as well. And your website again is empoweredls.com.
Correct.
Very yes. good. How fun is that? Can you believe it's already been an hour?
No, I can't.
It goes
time flies
so
when you're having fun.
Time does fly when you're having fun. I just want to bask in your greatness, all three of you. It sounds like you have a lot of fun together, that you really take excellent care not only of yourselves individually, but also each other and the people who swim in your circle. So thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate it. You bet. Our pleasure. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.